Sixth formers should only apply to university once they know their A-level results. That's according to new proposals. The University and College Union says the move will get rid of unconditional offers and what it describes as the chaotic clearing process. Angela Narty is the policy officer for the University and College Union and co-author of the report. Good morning.
Good morning.
And just explain to us why you think change is necessary.
There's growing recognition that the current admission system is unfit for purpose. We have the problem of predicted grades, and they're a really poor predictor of how a student will eventually perform. Just 16% of these are correct, and that's what our research has shown. Also, there's the growing problem that's, you know, been in the news all throughout the summer about the growing problem of unconditional offers. They've massively grown over the last 5 years. They've gone from 1% of use to nearly a quarter of students receiving these offers. Now, the problem with these is that they unethically sway student decision-making and they cause students to take their foot off the gas, which means that they receive poorer BTEC and A-level qualifications than they'd been predicted.
But there have been criticisms of the idea. Universities UK and UCAS say that if you speed up the process, it'll stop disadvantaged students from getting to university because they won't get information via their school or college at the time that they're applying. It'll be in the summer holidays.
Yeah, so we're really aware of all the problems in the current system. For example, the chaotic clearing process, we're the only country that does it in this way. But recognising that, you know, there's a real need for all students to have much more information, advice and guidance in this process. And so our model has set out a model whereby students receive an offer, a set offer of information, advice and guidance. There's evidence to show that this a support kind of varies by social and economic background of students. And so using this model, students get much more support in order to make their choices. And then they make their decisions based on informed facts of grades after they've received their results.
How likely do you think it is that universities are going to change their admissions model? Couldn't it affect how they get their money?
So we're really encouraged by the fact that 7 in 10 of our members back a move, and that's been the case since 2015. And by students making much more informed decisions, then it means they're much more likely to settle into university and perform well once they're there. So these reforms are really about providing better options for both staff and students.
Angela Narty, thank you for talking to us.